It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for hanging out, Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. Hope you're well on a Tuesday, 489-1240. Reminder, if you want to help out friends in need here, be sure to get to the Herdat Sports Bar and Grill, La Vista location. They're holding disaster relief drive all week long till 7 o'clock, starting at 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. They're going to collect hygiene items, clothing, and non-perishable foods to be donated to Heartland Hope and Project Intentional for distribution to those in need affected by the tornadoes. You can also donate $10 to the American Red Cross when you text Red Cross in all caps to 90999. We welcome in Mitch Sherman with us from The Athletic, at Mitch Sherman on Twitter. Mitch, thanks for the time. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
We're hanging in, man. We're doing okay. Everybody good up your neck of the woods, bud?
Yep, things are all right out here. Making it through the week and heading out to a baseball game right now, so no complaints.
Well, good. Thanks for giving us a few minutes, and let's talk spring game, Mitch, and some of your observations, some of your thoughts with what Nebraska showed on Saturday. And you've got quite a bit of heightened anticipation with the Nebraska fan base. That's to be expected with the level of play you got from that quarterback room, and Dylan Raiola didn't disappoint.
Yeah, you think? Did you notice that too? I kind of got that sense, Schmitty. Yeah, there was a lot of anticipation and excitement after the game, during the game. You know, I think Nebraska did a good job through the spring, really through the whole offseason leading up to the spring, after Raiola's commitment and the big news that made when he signed and flipped from Georgia. But it had been relatively quiet. You know, we heard from him, and of course we heard from Matt Rhule about him in the spring, but nothing that was what I would call out of hand or just wild expectations. And then, you know, Saturday kind of changed that whole dynamic, because he wasn't just, I think, as advertised in the spring game. He was even better than advertised. And I don't know that they necessarily intended to give any of the quarterbacks quite the long look that Raiola got, but you saw 31 plays. You know, he led five drives. All five drives were well put together. You know, one ended in an interception in the red zone. Another ended with a missed field goal, and I thought he managed the end of that drive very well, not trying to take too much. And then, of course, the other three were all touchdowns. So you come out of that, and now the big thing for Nebraska is just managing expectations through the next 4 months. And I wrote about that today on The Athletic, and it's you know, it's going to be a challenge, because people are going to want to anoint him, and you know, that's not the direction that Nebraska wants to take this, certainly at least until August.
Mitch, whenever you look at the workload that Dylan has, you said 31 plays, 22 passing attempts. Is that a sign for the future of what the offense could be? Is that the show aspect of the spring game, wanting to give the fans what they want to see? What's your reaction to the run-pass split, particularly when Dylan was on the field?
Well, I don't think they're going to throw it two-thirds of the time necessarily in the fall. I mean, if they're behind in the fourth quarter, yeah. But, you know, I think they'll want to be a team that features the run game more than what we saw on Saturday at Memorial Stadium. But the spring game wasn't really about that. We heard Rhule leading up to the game talk about how he thought it would be a shootout. You know, he wanted it to be a shootout. He would rename it the Red-White Shootout if he could. So they had every intention of wanting to feature their pass game, not just on Saturday, but throughout the spring. And that's what we saw. When they get into training camp, when they start playing games, at the end of August, it's going to be more of a 50-50 split. If, you know, of course, you're going to want to do what the team does best, but I think ideally they want to be a team that can run it just as well as they can pass it. And you know, I think they have the personnel to at least make an attempt at that. They're strong now at wide receiver. They've got people at running back who should be able to get it done. And this could just, if it sets up as they've designed it, it should be a balanced offensive attack.
Mitch, I want to go back to the expectations part of things. How do you anticipate the staff to keep things from getting too crazy with the hope and the dreams of a breakthrough year? That's what everybody wants in the stadium, yeah. And you know, of course, the fan base. But how do they keep things tempered?
Well, I think Rhule is fine with people being excited about the season. He's fine with people having expectations that this is a year where Nebraska can win 8 games and, you know, get to bowl eligibility before it goes to Ohio State at the end of October. High expectations for the team are something that they'll embrace. What they want to manage are the expectations in particular for a true freshman quarterback. So there's not a lot they can do. Certainly, Dylan's not going to be out there doing talk shows and national podcasts and sit-downs with the media between now and August. I doubt we'll really hear from him. We're not going to hear from him at Big Ten Media Days. That's not Nebraska's MO to take a freshman to Big Ten Media Days, even though he's the guy that certainly everyone is going to want to talk about nationally and within the Big Ten on the Nebraska roster. They'll have to ask some older players who get the nod from Nebraska about the freshman quarterback. Otherwise, you know, I think it'll be more of the same from what we've seen in the spring out of the head coach. When he does do things where he puts himself out in public, you know, if he's speaking to groups or doing interviews, which are fairly few and far between this time of year, he's going to say the same kind of stuff about how all of them are competing. And, you know, you'll hear the analogies that like what he made with Eric Crouch in 1998. Rhule mentioned that after the scrimmage on Saturday that he had a meal with Crouch, and Crouch told him all about 98 when they had 3 quarterbacks and it took all 3 of those guys to win. You know, you'll hear the analogy about Charlie Brewer at Baylor, the freshman star quarterback for the Bears in Rhule's first season of 2017, and how he had to just continue to fight for the job and earn the job all the way through the middle part of his sophomore season. So that's how he envisions it, and I legitimately think that's what Rhule wants to do. But if there comes a time at some point, whether it's early next season or the middle of next season, where there's just, you know, no denying that Raiola is hands down the guy that they have to get behind and hope that he can carry them, then, you know, I think they'll be ready to do that. But that's not anything that they want to talk about here in May, June, or July.
Mitch, speaking of tempering expectations, I guess keeping a fan base in check, any reaction to the reaction we've seen from Husker Nation, what Malachi Coleman put on Twitter a little earlier this afternoon?
We haven't heard anything else from Malachi beyond that, correct? I've been in the car for the last few minutes.
It's simply trust in new beginnings.
Right, yeah, I saw that. I think, you know, we've seen a little bit of this before. You know, he went through some of this when he was being recruited, and I don't have any great reaction to it or analysis of it. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, I think Malachi is a guy who is coming off of an injury and has benefited being at Nebraska in this first year, and they have brought him along in a way that is best for him. It would be unfortunate, I think, for his own personal growth to see him leave that. But I don't really have any reason to believe that's what's going on. Today's the last day. Nebraska had no one go in the portal for the first 12, 13 days that it was open here this month. We saw Chief Borders enter on Monday. No news has leaked out yet today in these final hours. I would expect something's going to happen. Malachi Coleman was not someone who was on my radar to look at for something to happen, but now you have to have your eyes open because he's put a cryptic message out there. So maybe it's nothing. Maybe he's just looking to feel the love from Husker Nation. He's our 19-year-old young athletes that we're dealing with. So who knows? But 24 hours from now, and just because we get to midnight tonight, I'll mention that. Just because we get to midnight tonight and there hasn't been news of player X, Y, or Z going into the portal, that doesn't mean that you're in the clear if you're Nebraska or anyone else. It's just the paperwork that's got to be filed by midnight, and sometimes it takes a few hours for that to get processed. And we've seen even in past cycles where it's taken news 12 to 24 hours to get out about a player in the portal. So if we're at this place tomorrow and, you know, all is clear and there's no big surprises for Nebraska in the transfer portal landscape, then that's good. But this stuff happens, and I'm not talking specifically about Malachi, but every team is going through this. Every team is worried right now about some kind of an 11th hour surprise and a player that it could lose who's valuable and in the plans for 2024. So it's just the world that we live in college football and all college sports today.
Mitch, about 90 seconds, Malachi's position group, the wide receiver room, pleasantly surprised, or did you think this could show up like it did Saturday? Not just high-level athleticism, but lots of options at wide receiver, aside from Lloyd, who really looked good in this second season.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I was really impressed with Isaiah Nayor when he got the ball in his hands. He looked like a different kind of athlete. I mean, Jalen is a different kind of athlete in his just sprinter speed and ability to just blow the roof off of a defense. Nayor, because he's so big-bodied, and then you combine that with his stride, his just ability to eat up yardage and glide when he has the football, that's somebody who I think you can get the ball to 5-10 yards from the line of scrimmage, and the next thing you know, he's gained 40 yards or he's taken it all the way. So he's a weapon that even through Nebraska's some of the production that Nebraska's got at the receiver position in the last 5 or 6 years, like I'm talking about Stanley Morgan and Samari Toure and Trey Palmer, you know, they all had their skill sets and they're all very good in the NFL for a reason. Nayor's, I think, a different kind of athlete. Not to say he's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver, but I think he could be if he was the featured guy, if he was the main guy. And then you throw in Jamal Banks, who Nebraska loved and thought enough of to just basically give the day off on Saturday. I mean, he's probably the wide receiver one with Nayor as two, and Jalen Lloyd is as one or two, you know, right alongside those guys. He's like 1A or 2A, and you know, we haven't even talked about Ja'Cory Barney, who looked fantastic as a true freshman in the spring game. So they do have a lot of options, and, you know, I think they're probably going to be without Demetrius Bell for an extended period of time, which is really devastating for him and you know, difficult because of how much promise he showed. But that's a position where they can absorb an injury or two, and they should be okay.
Mitch, we'll check in again. Thanks, as always, for the time, bud.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.